Hi, my name is James Dewar, and this is my very first live or recording of any kind, part of a challenge of the 30-day challenge from Russell Brunson and ClickFunnels. So this is just a quick little backstory on who I am and where I've kind of come from and how I kind of got here today. So this story of ours, basically, we're a blended family, myself, my wife. We've each got two kids. So between the two of us, we've got four kids, three boys and a girl. And part of our journey was that, you know, we've always wanted our kids to play in sports. We've always wanted to be active. We wanted them to be involved in other activities. Certainly, kids are getting more than enough screen time nowadays. So it was really important for us to have our kids involved in sports. Now, I know that is not and was not an easy task because it is very expensive. Even high school and school sports were becoming very expensive. So it was a challenge for us. So we did struggle, I'm not going to lie. There was times when registration dues were due in June for the following sport year, for hockey, say, and we had to pay. The season just ended in March, and here in June, we're having to pay for registration fees for all four kids again. So it was not cheap, but it was something that was very important to us. So I know that with four kids, our kids knew that there wasn't very many times where they got new clothes or new equipment or anything. There was a lot of hand-me-downs, and that was just the reality of having four kids. It's just expensive raising that many kids. So it's important because I think back to our Halloween costumes. Louise used to make the costumes with the kids, and that was just part of the reality. We couldn't afford brand new costumes every year, and you know, we would just rotate the costumes. But in particular, there's one story I remember. Megan, we got her dressed up. She did Pippi Longstock, so she had long hair and these freckles. So Louise got this coat hanger and put it over her head and braided it out. So she had these two pigtails or whatever braided out, sticking right out there. It was a great costume and everything. Megan came home that day and she was crying. And we said, "What is wrong?" You know. And she says, "My coat hanger kept poking boys in the head. And one boy almost got poked in the eye." And it was just a hilarious story. So it's just funny how those memories just wouldn't have happened otherwise. So for us, it was just a part of the reality that we just couldn't afford the new equipment and stuff. But it was difficult. I had a sales job, so I was traveling on the road 1 week a month or so, and Louise was left with the four kids, and you know, we're doing tournaments and going here and there. And there were times I was missing out, you know, missing a tournament because I was gone on the road. So that was tough. But our friends were in the same position. We just knew that was just part of the reality of having kids in sport. So it was just something that we accepted. Having said that, I remember being on the road once. I did a sales loop, and at the end of my loop, I was 18 hours from home, and I knew I had to drive, and you usually make 2 days of it. And I remember driving 18 hours to get back for a baseball tournament that Tyler was in. And that was just what you did because you didn't want to miss out, you know. And it wasn't fun, but it's just something you did. So having said that, throughout having kids in these organized sports, we were constantly trying to find ways to make things special for the kids because, again, it was expensive. You know, we'd come home from practice and Jaden or Tyler or somebody would say, you know, Bobby got a new stick or a Total One hockey stick. And I look it up and I thought, it's a $300 hockey stick. And we just couldn't afford to buy that kind of equipment for somebody playing in a minor league sport. And so we were always trying to find ways to make it special. So we'd take their hockey stick and I would print some stickers from the Ice Dogs and I'd put it on there with their name and their number, and I'd put their decal on a water bottle, or I'd find different ways to do things up just to make their equipment special. And I knew we had something special when one day some of those kids came and said, "Hey, do you think we could get that for our stick?" And all of a sudden I realized, well, we may have done something special here. And our kids were maybe kind of lucky, because pretty soon the kids didn't mind that they didn't have that brand new hockey stick. They wanted the stickers and the names that were on their stick for their friends. So it was kind of neat. So we started doing that for the other kids in the team. And pretty soon the parents were all excited and getting all excited about it. And it didn't take long. And all of a sudden we started getting inquiries from other teams within our own division, and then other teams in other levels of divisions. And pretty soon we found ourselves in the evenings and our weekends making up some of these products for these other teams. And I just kind of, light bulb just kind of went on. This could be something really cool. You know, not only was it giving people an opportunity to keep their equipment affordable, it was becoming more special than having to spend all that money on new equipment. So it was kind of fun. So we started doing this part-time, and I was working it on weekends and evenings, plus working. My wife at the time was in retail, so she was working on weekends. And it was pretty crazy. But in 2008, we got so busy, I said, you know, I can maybe do this full-time. So I just took a leap and I stepped out. And crazy, in 2008, when things were going absolutely crazy, I'm the guy who quits my job. Now, it just didn't take long, and I was very fortunate because I had drive and we made it work. And it was funny that regardless of what was going on in the economy, parents still wanted their kids in sports, and they still continue to put their kids in it. And we were no different. We incurred some debt and line of credit because we just didn't want to compromise that opportunity for our kids. And it was just what we did. So again, I quit my job, and that was in 2008. And here we are 10 years later, and I'm still doing it. Now in 2008, we went on, and in 2012, we ended up incorporating our company and became Stinky Lockers. That was our name. And it just seemed so appropriate in sport in 2012. And again, continue to be busy. And here we are in 2019. And then 2 years ago, my wife, Louise, who was in the school system at the time, we got so busy, we just made the decision that she was going to quit. So she too quit. And she came and started working full time. And that was over 2 years ago. And so we're very excited because we're loving it. We're enjoying what we're doing. We're still doing the sports thing. Our kids are now in their 20s and they've moved on. They're still doing the sports, but here we are still working with these parents. And I'll tell you, we're just having a blast. We're helping thousands of parents help keep their kids in sports and helping them to find fun and affordable ways of making memories with their kids that'll last a lifetime. Because we just know that you blink and it's over. And they've grown up. So I'm encouraging everybody out there. Again, this is my first sort of video testimonial out there to you, just to say this is who we are and what we're doing. And this is our journey. And I'm hoping maybe one day our paths will cross, whether it be on a ball field or in the arena. So thanks. This is James from Stinky Lockers.